You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Our guest is Captain Jim Gordon, who has been sailing and motoring the waters of the Chesapeake Bay for over 30 years. Today we are talking about Who Let the Crabs Out? Navigating the Waters of Life by Captain Jim Gordon. Welcome to the show, Captain Jim. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's delightful to be back in Richmond.
So tell us a little bit about your background, Jim.
Well, I was born and raised in Richmond. I've left Richmond 8 times now. But I have clients here. I have a lot of people. I like several organizations I work with here. So I'm back in Richmond about one day a week.
When did you start writing, and why did you start writing?
I was a voracious reader when I was a child. I was a speed reader, and consequently that made me a terrible speller. But I'd go to the library just out of Bon Air in Westover Hills, and I ended up checking out 6 books a week and reading them in a week.
Wow.
So I had to slow that down and started reading Michener. That definitely slowed it down. I think the thing that I really loved English when I was in high school, at one point I thought I wanted to be an English professor until I saw how much money was involved with that, so I punted that idea. But I started writing poetry in the middle of a night in the 60s when I was a teenager. And it was more, it seemed personal to me, but I knew at that point I wanted to write at least 1 to 3 books. It was just an early inspiration, and has stuck with me all my life. So, you know, book number 1, that's come and gone, and book number 2 is up, so...
The title of your new book is Who Let the Crabs Out? Navigating the Waters of Life. Now, how did that title evolve?
Well, I'm a Chesapeake Bay guy. My mother grew up on the Northern Neck. And like a lot of people, they go to the river from Richmond. And that river could be a creek. It could be anything. And what we did is we went down every weekend that it was fathomable to go. Stay down there sometimes the whole summer. So grew up going down to the river and really enjoying everything from water sports to crabbing, later water skiing, and then fishing, and then sailing. So I've been doing that now and continue to do that since I was a teenager.
So the Chesapeake Bay has definitely had a big influence on your life.
Huge influence on my life. I had a dream as a teenager to design and build my own home on part of a family farm on the water, and I did that in the mid-80s and finished it in the mid-90s. So I was the designer. I brought in who I needed to complete. It's a little small cottage facing the water.
Oh, how nice. I love the water.
I think everybody in Richmond loves the water. I mean, the James River's right here, so people go to that. But the water has a very soothing, calming effect on everybody.
Absolutely. I definitely feel like it does for me. So in the book, you speak of Mill Creek. Why is that important to this book?
Well, Mill Creek is the creek that I grew up on. It was part of the family farm, and each one of us has a home on that farm. But it's a wonderful creek. That creek is 1/4 mile across, 2.5 miles long. It looks like a lake. It's a very protective harbor. But on that lake, I did everything from sail my first ever in a makeshift boat to down to water skiing as a teenager, and then on and on. I mean, boats are an important part of what I do. So we have 6 boats, and we're looking for the larger boat, the trawler.
Wow, you own 6 boats currently?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And years ago, I decided to combine what I do, which is I work for women leaders as a national trainer. My business is called Successful Life Sailing. Had an inspiration at a national speakers convention in Anaheim to combine my love of boats with my passion for working for women leaders at Successful Life Sailing. So I thought I need to be more credentialed. So I went and studied for a year and got my captain's license. I'm a private for hire captain on the Chesapeake Bay. I can only take up to 6 passengers, and the vessel has to be less than 65 feet.
I was just going to ask you next, are you a real captain?
I am a real captain, and that comes with a lot of training. It takes about a year if you're going to do the course online for you to complete the requirements for it. And it's pretty strict today.
Okay, so it takes a lot of time and energy.
Yeah, and documentation. Mm-hmm. You have to have 365 days with at least 8 hours over a course of 15 years to be able to become a licensed captain.
Will you tell us a story that you will always remember from your captain days on the Chesapeake? Something that really just kind of sticks with you to this day.
Well, there's so many of them, and that's really why I began this book, because there weren't just great things about the Chesapeake Bay, because everybody remembers great things, but these were things that went wrong. And I think one of the ones that really struck me was I was pushing a boat up to Annapolis for some friends who ran Deltaville Marina. I was the B-team captain. When they ran out of A-team captains, they called me. So going from Deltaville to Annapolis, we spent the night overnight in a place called Solomon's Island. And the mate I had with me didn't know the water as well as I thought. So we ran aground.
Ooh.
In Solomon's Island.
That doesn't sound too good.
Luckily, in the Chesapeake Bay, you don't hit rocks. You just hit mud. So just have to wait for the tide to come up. And a friendly boater, and people are very friendly on the water, came and towed me off the mud bottom that I was stuck on. So that one was very memorable.
Another story, maybe, perhaps?
Well, I think the one that really, and both of these are in the book, we call that chapter One Flippin' Cold Day. I was a college student, and I had sailed since I was a teenager. But it was one of those beautiful March days, and there's gorgeous sunshine, and there's a lot of wind. And I was so naive, I didn't know what was going on. So I took a little small boat that we had, 11-foot sailboat, out in March. The wind was really gusting back and forth. Ended up, took a bad job, went in the water. I didn't realize that the temperature of the water was 50 degrees. Got back in the boat, righted it, and now I'm sitting waist deep in water, and the rudder breaks off in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
So I tuck a paddle underneath my arm and grabbed the sail and sailed back to shore, which was less than 50 yards. But by the time I got back, an older cousin down the creek pulled up in his boat. He says, "Yeah, I've been watching you for 20 minutes. I thought, well, why did you come get me?" But I got out of the boat very angry that I had a bad, capsize. I never did that with my boats. Walked across a cold field and went over to my parents' little cabin. I got really cold and didn't understand what was going on, so I was shaking. Didn't know at the time I was on the verge of hypothermia. So I put 2 sleeping bags in, crawled inside one of them with the other one over me to get warm. And something inside me said, you might not wake up. I thought, I don't want to do that. So I got in my car and drove off to see another buddy. And he and another guy were going up to Tappahannock to get something. So I sat in between the two of them. I think it was their body heat, because they were pretty big guys, that saved me.
Wow, that sounded like a scary experience.
Well, it didn't seem scary at the time. Looking back and knowing about hypothermia, I went, oh, that was, got to be a little smarter. Life is interesting. If you just learn from your mistakes, you're going to be fine. You go out and repeat them, life is like, show you something different.
I've heard that before. Now, why would your book be so interesting to others, Captain Jim?
People don't really want to just hear about your successes. They want to hear about your struggles. They can relate to struggles. And my book is more than just a patch of interesting stories. It's lessons in life. What do you do with that? Now, you're here. What can you get from that? I have a wonderful person I work with, Bill Staten, who helped me develop the stories. He gave me the pattern for it. His grandparents, even though he's from the West Coast, his grandparents lived in Tappahannock, and he loved the memory of having crabs in Tappahannock. So I was just kicking around the idea with him. I said, you know, what do you think of this idea, Bill? Who let the crabs out? He said, it's fabulous. Well, everybody says that.
The title is great.
Yeah, it's a great title. But the Navigating the Waters of Life, that's where we take it beyond just a story. Another dear friend of mine, Glenna Salisbury, she teaches story point application. So if you're going to be successful, a story's great, but then the person listening goes, oh, well, so what? So they have to see a point to it, and then they have to see an application that they can use in their own lives. A book of stories is great, but I wanted to create something more than that.
That sounds really wonderful. Storytelling is just, I mean, it's been around for centuries and centuries, and people, you know, are captivated by stories.
Right. It's an art. And for real craft development, it needs to be developed and polished. And I'm very fortunate. We have several magnificent people in the National Speakers Association who are experts at it with 20, 30-year-plus experience. So they really know how to train those of us who are interested in how you refine that, how you make it sparkle and sizzle.
Well, I just can't wait to read the book. You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Our guest is Captain Jim Gordon, and the book is Who Let the Crabs Out? Navigating the Waters of Life. Do you have an excerpt from the book that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, let's see if I brought something for you today, Jennifer. I think we've got something in here. Well, there's another chapter called On the Trail of Thunderstorms. Every competent sailor in the Northern Neck knows to expect thunderstorms almost every hot August afternoon. Occasionally a large storm develops, but small storms are self-contained and very normal. When one sees the small storm beginning to form, the sky is deceptively calm and full of lovely, puffy, cumulus clouds. Those same beautiful skies can lure the novice sailor into overlooking potential danger. Four young adults decided it was a great day to test out Jim's new 5-meter Boston Whaler Harpoon sailboat. The breezes seemed steady and the sun shining. Tacking against the wind, the new boat sped out of Mill Creek into the much larger Ingram Bay. Ingram Bay is part of the larger Chesapeake Bay, but it can be recognized by its southern border, Dameron Marsh, and its western border, Fleeton Point. As one enters Ingram Bay, Dameron Marsh is on the starboard, and Fleeton Point lies to port. The only dividing line between Ingram Bay and the Chesapeake Bay is the Great Wicomica Lighthouse. Out on the Chesapeake, shoreline points of recognition are few, as the bay is 25 miles across at this point. They agreed upon the plan to sail south around Dameron Marsh and head to Windmill Point, a fun destination and a turnaround goal. A full breeze cooled the group of sailors as the boat sped quickly along. Suddenly, an ominous sound rumbled from the direction of mainland as the boat rounded Dameron Marsh. Definitely thunder from a new forming storm cloud was the source. Although the sky was still clear overhead, Jim spotted the fast-moving clouds moving their way. Counting the seconds between thunderclaps, the storm began at 5 miles away and closing fast. The gap closed from 4 to 3 and then 2 miles between the sailboat and the storm. Jim made the decision to stop where they were and ride out the storm. With the winds picking up, there was little time to do anything else. Every minute, the sailboat was getting further and further out of Ingram Bay. So down went the anchor, and down went the sails. The first winds were so strong that the sailboat began to move without its sails, dragging the anchor. What now? Up went the sails, in came the anchor, and the crew would race before the wind. What an adventure, right? The sails were billowing full, and the boat began to pick up speed. Would the mass be a target for lightning? Could they capsize in the growing waves? How long would the storm watch? The owner, Jim, was shaking and quaking inside as these were serious questions, and far more than he'd anticipate for this little journey. As captain and owner, he felt responsible for everyone's safety. The venture was turning very fast into a life-threatening situation. Feeling a bit panicked, Jim had his skilled sailor friend, Gary, take over the rudder. Wise decision, because not only was Gary a great sailor, he was fearless. Happily, Gary took lead. The next 20 minutes were full of amazing weather contrast. In the distance, the Chesapeake Bay looked clear and calm. Behind, dark clouds, lightning, and growing whitecaps. Taking time to appreciate the better beauty was better done when all were safe. Beauty ahead and terror behind. Since Gary was now captaining the boat, his intuition guided him to swing the boat to port. All safely headed back into Ingram Bay and dry land. Everyone happily cheered while the storm continued out into the Chesapeake Bay, leaving Gary free to head for Mill Creek. Poor Jim was worn out from the experience, vowing never to challenge a thunderstorm again.
That was great.
Well, there's so many experiences like that, but you know, listening to it, you can almost relive it. I remember, you know, it was real fun. We were really excited about doing this. And then I'm going, like, I'm a complete nutcase, you know, out here in a little boat and, you know, seeing what we can do.
Wow. What size was the boat? I mean, how small was
the boat? It's a 5.2 meter, which is roughly a 15-foot sailboat with four adults in it.
Wow. Are you a big fisher?
No, my brother is. He actually became a charter captain down in Costa Rica for over 16 years. I'm a lazy fisherman. If they swim into my crab pot at the end of my dock, then that I'll take that.
What's your favorite seafood?
You know, I like crustaceans. I love crabs, and I love lobster. Unfortunately, we don't have lobster in the Chesapeake Bay. And shrimp are another favorite, so that's all my seafood.
Do you have any real-world lessons for navigating the waters of the Chesapeake, or better yet, life?
Well, the one that I think of so much is another chapter called Up the Creek with a Paddle. And that's briefly summarized as my brother and I decided to invent a sailboat. Sounded like fun. We had an old wooden rowboat, and we made a makeshift mast out of a broomstick and got an old piece of red plastic. We had a little notch cut in the stern so we could put a paddle in it, but we didn't know anything about centerboards or lee boards or anything like that. So we took off from my grandfather's beach, and we're sailing up to Mill Creek at this point. Two kids having a ball. We're with the wind. After about a mile, we thought, well, we should turn around and go back. So when we turned around, we just kept going backwards. We didn't know that we needed to have that extra piece of equipment. So I asked people, have you ever been somewhere and you turn to go home and you're going backwards? I call it up the creek with a paddle. But what do you do in that moment? You have to make some decisions. You always make your best choices best on the information that you had. We paddled back, one paddle, 1 mile into the wind. But in life, people get these questions. They're going in one way, they think everything's great, and all of a sudden, some event causes them to go backwards. So how you react from that is what determines the rest of your day.
Very nice. So, Captain Jim, when will the book be out?
Well, the book is already finished now, so we're in final editing. So I'm actually beginning the process of shopping for a publisher. The first book had to be self-published. So I'm looking for finding the right match.
So tell us some information, like how our listeners can find you on social media, perhaps your website, and, you know, just information where they can follow you.
The best location for me on social media is LinkedIn, and it's Captain Jim Gordon on LinkedIn. And that's where I do most of my business. I use that tremendously. However, I also do have a website, www.successfullifesailing.com. So if you're interested to see a little bit about Mill Creek and some of the boats, they're on there. My first book's on there as well. If you're interested in seeing other things, you could see me on Facebook. We use my full name for that, James Blackwell Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, because there's a lot of Jim Gordons out there, and some of them are kind of unsavory characters. But I usually post pictures from beautiful scenes of both Mill Creek, but also we travel a lot, my wife and I do, so we have shots from all over the world, different places, different ports we go to. That's a fun way to see photos of what we do.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today, Captain Jim. It's been such an adventure talking with you. Is there anything you want to add that you want our listeners to know about your book, or just anything in general about, you know, navigating the waters of life?
I think I'd like to really encourage anyone who has a book inside them, as one of my fellow speakers would say, don't let that book die with you. Find a way to express it. And I think it'll be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life, because you'll really get to know more about you. You have to really sit down and crystallize it to put it on paper. And then do people a favor. You know, in my case, I give away books. You know, there's a certain number that I'm going to give to people. I think you received one of my books.
I did. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it. I read a little excerpt every once in a while from your songs from the...
Songbook of the Soul.
Yes, Songbook of the Soul, right, exactly.
I've got one poem.
If there's one poem in there that you'd like to read, you can
share that.
Yeah,
one poem I would like to read, because I think this expresses some of what I believe about life. It's entitled Masterpiece. How rich and beautiful are the colors of life. One paints each day on a fabric woven and spun. For some, dark emotions reflect deep. To others, golden tones they keep. So search if you must, but remember, it's you who picks up the brush.
That's a great one. Thank you so much again for your time, Captain Jim. And one more question. Is there going to be an audiobook, do you think?
Yes, I really do believe that that's an important piece. Today, video and audio are becoming more and more important. And my background has always been singing and doing other things that require microphones. So I know the benefit of being able to listen to the readings as well as to read them.
Excellent. And the book, you said, will be out at the towards the end of this year.
Oh, it'll definitely be out. Okay. We're making great progress. I always like to set a realistic goal and then exceed it.
The book is called Who Let the Crabs Out? Navigating the Waters of Life by Captain Jim Gordon. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins, your host. Happy sailing!